This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Kara Carlson. EV maker Rivian is spinning off a company that will focus on micro-mobility vehicles. Kara, what's a micro-mobility vehicle?
Yeah, thanks for having me. So micro-mobility vehicles are something a lot of people actually probably are familiar with, not even realizing. It could be anything from a scooter to an e-bike, a moped, even up to like a golf cart. It's really anything up to the spectrum of a true street-legal car.
And Rivian's going to make all these?
Well, Rivian's spinning off a company called Also, but they were developed within Rivian, this project. It started as Rivian floating the idea of making potentially e-bikes or other micro-mobility vehicles, and now it's going to be its own company. It'll still work a bit with Rivian, but they'll be developing out different types of vehicles independently.
Do we know where they're going to be doing this and when we might see a timeline as to, you know, the first ones rolling off the lot?
Yeah, so this company will be based in Palo Alto. Their plan is to launch next year in the U.S. and Europe, followed by other markets. We don't know what vehicle it will be yet. That's something we're going to have to wait and see in fall what their first vehicle will look like, and they plan to announce it then.
Okay, so they're not actually making the e-bikes and the golf carts, even though that's what qualifies as a micro-mobility vehicle?
They will be making them themselves. That's a part of their plan is to have this sort of similar technology that can work across a spectrum of vehicles, even if they don't quite look the same. So, you know, the base product, like the software and the batteries, will be able to transfer between different types of vehicles.
So do we know anything about how much these are going to cost?
We don't yet know the pricing. That's something they're going to announce with their first product, at least for that specific product. But they have talked a lot about, because they've worked with Rivian and they are really becoming familiar with how Rivian's been able to get their own costs down and have some ability to potentially even the feature share products. They've realized there's really a need for more affordable micro mobility options. You know, a lot of e-bikes, for example, right now can be for a high end one can be in the $6,000 to $10,000 range. They're really aiming for lower, to something more consumers can see themselves actually spending to have an option beyond just a car.
Can you envision seeing a showroom for these micro mobility vehicles?
You know, I don't know how they are planning on selling yet. It could be a showroom. It could be a sort of online, as Rivian does both, you know, online direct to consumer option. I think it's going to be up to what they think consumers are looking to do.
For the longest time, I thought I saw out on the highway bigger and bigger SUVs and, you know, Cybertrucks and stuff like that. And this kind of seems like it's going the opposite direction. Do they feel like there's a shift in the market?
So I think this, at least within the U.S., there are other markets where micromobility and scooters are kind of more the norm outside of the U.S. But in the U.S., they see themselves as having this window where when you're going to the grocery store, up to the local elementary school, or just these short trips, you don't necessarily need your whole large vehicle at all times. You might just need something that gets you a few miles. There's also communities in the U.S. built around golf carts and some of these smaller options. So that's where they really see themselves fitting.
I wonder, when you talked about $6,000 or $10,000 for an e-bike, and I've seen, you know, kids on e-bikes, and I'm wondering, you know, what's the demographic here? Is it older people looking at scooters, or are they younger people, like you said, looking at more affordable e-bikes?
You know, they haven't said much of who they're targeting, and there are more affordable e-bike options. There's kind of a whole spectrum, but they're looking for people who are looking to make the shorter trips, to kind of a small commute at least. So not necessarily your kind of entry level, what you would use a normal, you know, non-e-bike bicycle for, more going up to the store or things of that nature.
Yeah, going to school or something like that, right?
Sure, yes.
Kara, thanks so much. That is Bloomberg's Kara Carlson. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 here on KCBS and more. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology Weekdays that comes at you at 8 a.m.